Justin, congratulations. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
Were you golfing today?
No, not today. Maybe a bit later. But get 9 holes in.
So do you golf nine? Like, how many rounds of golf have you played already this year?
Oh, I don't know. Usually 2 or 3 a week. Not crazy amount.
Okay. And how good are you? Like, what do you shoot?
My cap's about a 2 right now.
So are you who now? If you and Eberle play heads up, who wins?
It's pretty close. We played before the season last year, and I beat him that time, so I have the advantage right now.
Okay. And is anyone else on the team close to you too?
Not that I know of.
All right. I guess let's talk about the contract. Obviously, it's nice to get one done. What do you feel you need to improve on the most heading into next season?
On the ice, just being better defensively. Obviously, I clean that part of my game up. It's been something I've needed to improve on for a while now. So doing that, and I think that's going to come with a good offseason here. I'm getting stronger, more powerful, and hopefully that will help me.
How will more power and strength help you defensively?
I was dealing with the guys in front of the net or in the corners, not letting them get to the front of the net. And then in turn, we get the puck back, and I'll be able to go on offense.
Your offensive instincts, I think, Justin, are, they come naturally to you. That's the best part of your game. It's something, I don't know if you work on that or not, but what about defensive instincts? Do you find they're the same as offensive ones, or is it something you have to focus on more?
Oh, I definitely have to focus on that more. I don't know why, but it's something that doesn't come as naturally to me as the offensive part. So, it's something I've been working on, and I think I've made strides. I just haven't been consistent with it, and need to really focus on that this year.
Consistency, has that maybe been the one thing that's lacked in your game the last few years?
Yeah, for sure. Especially last year, I thought, there was times where I showed improvement and then, kind of got brought back down, had a tough couple games or whatever, and I need to bring my best effort every night and, show the player that I can be.
Justin Schultz joins us. At times, when you're battling consistency, did you find you were battling confidence as well?
Yeah, there's times when your confidence isn't that high, and obviously the last couple of years that's been the case with me, but you just got to battle through that and, work through that, work hard in practice, and it'll come, and hopefully get off to a good start this year, and it will go from there.
You, like all the defensemen, were kind of switched around, different partners throughout the year. Oscar Klefbom and yourself played together quite a bit. He's that big, strong, physical defender. Is there a type of partner you think that'll help you and complement your game?
I don't know. You kind of just find it. I've played with defensive defensemen and offensive defensemen. I played with Jake Gardner in college. We're both pretty offensive, so, it's just finding that chemistry. And I thought, playing with Oscar last year, I thought we had that chemistry at times and struggled at times, but it's always a work in progress, and hopefully we'll get another chance this year.
Justin Schultz joins us. Getting stronger and more powerful, Justin, what are you working on? Like, are you doing like Olympic lifts? What are you doing to get stronger?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of Olympic lifts. Obviously a lot of weight training for me, and then, the speed stuff, getting more more powerful, more explosive, quickness. That'll all help me improve this year.
Do you do that on the ice or predominantly off the ice right now, as far as the powerful stuff?
Right now, it's mostly off the ice. Probably start getting into the on-ice stuff in the coming weeks here and leading up to training camp to get ready.
You mentioned earlier how you want to improve, like the instincts don't come as natural to you in the defensive end. Do you watch film? Like, how do you improve that aspect of it if you're not on the ice in the off season? Is it just, thinking? Is it watching film to understand where you're supposed to be? How do you improve that?
Well, in the off season, you don't really watch too much film. I think that just comes with, for me, getting stronger. But, during the season, it's watching video and, working on it at practice and that converts to a game. So, training camp's going to be huge. Getting off to a good start.
Most players talk about, NHL defensemen, when they get to that 250, maybe 300 game mark that they finally start to feel comfortable. You only play 203 games. Did you feel significantly more comfortable as a player even in the last 25 than you did in the first 25? And do you think there's something about that 300 game that makes sense as far as a defenseman?
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely do feel more comfortable now than when I first was in the league. I thought I was all right at the end of the year. I had more confidence. So, you know, hopefully as I get more games here that, you know, that happens and I do have more confidence and improve as a player.
Did Todd Nelson say anything to you that got you playing better? Because your overall game seemed to improve when he became the coach.
Not really. You know, I was comfortable under him. Obviously I played with him in the AHL and had some success there. So it was pretty comfortable for me to play for him. And, you know, he's a guy you like to play for. So it was fun.
Justin Schultz joins us. You played the most minutes of all the defensemen. You know, you talked about getting stronger, and I think at times, you know, it looked in games, especially when you guys were trailing, there were games where you were playing 26, 27 minutes, and fatigue, from my vantage point anyway, seemed to maybe be a factor where, you know, you take a shift, but then the next shift you come out, you're just not 100% because as a smaller guy, when you've got to battle bigger guys, if you haven't recovered quickly and you don't have the strength, it's going to be difficult. Did you feel that at times last season?
Yeah, you know, there was definitely times when, you know, I was fatigued and, you know, again, that comes down to having a good off season and being ready to be put in those situations. To be play those minutes, you have to be in shape and, you know, have to have a good summer. So I've been doing that so far. Hopefully it can continue.
What else do you do for fun in the off season other than train and play golf?
Go on the boat, you know, not much other than golf and training. That makes up most of my summer and my buddy's summers. It's what we like to do, so it's fun for us.
For you right now, what does a week look like training in the summer right now for you?
Well, it's Monday to Saturday. Usually one of those days is kind of a yoga day or a recovery day where we still do something, but hold back a bit, and there's some speed days and then, you know, straight lifting days where we work on, you know, Olympic lifts or whatever it is to get stronger.
When you do lifting days, are you doing the lifting now where whatever, let's pick a number, 200 pounds for argument's sake, right? Let's say you're squatting 200 pounds, and obviously I know you can do much more than that, but do you, so you squat 200, are you a guy who does max reps, or are you doing lower reps with shorter rest intervals?
It changes throughout the summer. We start with less weight and do higher reps and then kind of work our way down to less reps and higher weight. But it's always changing. It's, you know, I leave that in the hands of my trainer.
Who do you train with?
Sean Stead with Crash Conditioning, same program Jordan Eberle does in Calgary.
Okay. And has Todd McLellan reached out to you since he was named the head coach of the Oilers? And if what did you guys discuss?
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday, and he just wanted to introduce himself, obviously, and, you know, just told me to come to camp in shape and ready to play, you know, not get fatigued, like you said before, be able to play those minutes. So it's exciting. I'm excited to play for him.
So will you change then, if you admitted that the fatigue factor was there? And sometimes I think you were probably playing more minutes than you should have been. And I don't blame a player for that. You know, I think the coach has to look at that. And I was looking at the minutes that guys in San Jose played on the blue line. And only Brent Burns, who's, you know, 6'5" and 230 pounds, is not going to wear down as much. He's the only guy who played more minutes. McClellan's a guy who doesn't play his defenseman very regularly, 25, 24 minutes like that. He rather, you know, plays them less time. How do you improve to ensure that you're not fatigued? Do you change your off-season training this year from previous years?
You do more, you know, cardio kind of stuff, more track stuff, running stuff, all that biking, just, you know, you're doing that basically every day now just to make sure we're ready to go.
The one element, Justin, that Todd Nelson mentioned when he came in is we said, I want our guys to stick up for themselves more and stick up for their teammates more. Is that something you need to add to your game?
Yeah, for sure. I need to bring that edge to my game. Kind of like, you know, a guy I kind of look up to, Drew Doughty, he has that edge. He's a player I want to play like. So that's definitely something I need to do this year and need to start off with that.
How do you implement that into your game more?
You know, just being more into the game and being more physical. You know, I'm not going to be that guy that's going around hitting guys, but, you know, I can always lay a check here and there and show that I'm willing to do that and stick for my teammates whenever I need to do that. So, yeah.
Can you add like a cheap element a little bit? And in a good way, guys who play cheap, you know, a little subtle dirtiness. I had Chris Pronger on the show a month ago. I'm not sure there's a better player who was just cheap and dirty who got space on the ice by doing that. Do you have that? And it's okay if you don't, because not every player has that. But do you feel you need to bring that out more in your game next season?
Yeah, I definitely need to, you know, bring that. You know, I think that comes with getting into the game and being competitive and, you know, getting mad out there. So I think if our team's a little more successful this year, we're going to want to win and want to do well. So it's something that hopefully will come through.
And lastly, it's been quite the offseason for the Edmonton Oilers. Fans are quite excited, from the Connor McDavid lottery to the new GM and the new coaching staff. And, you know, then you get Sakara, you know, a veteran, really good defenseman in free agency, and, you know, a few other guys. As a player sitting back, what were your thoughts, I guess, kind of from the lottery till now? How has it changed your mindset and the outlook of your team?
Yeah, it's exciting for sure. It's for me, I think it's a fresh start for me, a clean slate that I can come in with new coaches and work with them. And, you know, like I said, it's exciting. I'm sure it's going to be a fun place to be for a number of years here.
Justin, you obviously still have confidence in your ability. I'm sure, you know, you're not with social media now. No one can be immune to things. And, you know, there's a lot of people in Edmonton that have doubted your ability. What do you say to the doubters heading into next season?
I don't know. It's something I try to shut out. But, you know, I'm hoping that my play on the ice can do the talking. And I know I need to improve. I'm the first person to admit that. And hopefully I can come into camp ready to go and have a strong start and show those people that I can play.
Justin, best of luck. Fans are excited for what should be you know, a very exciting season in Edmonton. Connor McDavid, have you watched any of McDavid?
Yeah, obviously seeing some highlights on TV. It's a pretty special player. It's going to be exciting to be on the same ice with him, that's for sure.
Yeah, the outlet passes to him and Hall in mid-flight could get you some pretty easy assists.
Yeah, no kidding. Just give them the puck and let them go.
Well, Justin, enjoy working out and golfing. We'll talk to you in a month.
Awesome. Thank you.